Thy nativity, O Christ our God, hath shown to the world the light of wisdom, for by it those who worship the stars were taught by a star to adore thee, the Son of Righteousness, and to know thee, the Orient from on high.
Good morning. It's 18 minutes or 19 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, and the choir of St. Michael's Cathedral, which was out starring last night, and that bit of sound recorded by Mike Tackaberry, who is joining me in the studio this morning, along with Father Elia Larson of St. Michael's, Kathy Hope Erickson, and George Erickson here as well. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Hi.
And starring is, I guess, last night was a big night. You're out pretty late. Everybody's looking pretty chipper this morning. But Father Elia, before we went on the air, you were telling me that starring, which is done here in Sitka, practiced by the Orthodox here in Sitka, yes, and in Alaska, it's really a Ukrainian tradition and not very widespread in Russia itself.
Right, exactly right. Back in the turn of the century, there's a Ukrainian priest that was stationed here in the Kodiak area, and he translated some of the Ukrainian carols into the native people's language near Kodiak, and then that tradition also continued or spread to different parts of Alaska, here in Sitka, back where I come from, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta area, and in the Dillingham and Nushigak area. And I wouldn't be surprised that the songs that we sing are only practiced by the Ukrainian Orthodox Christians and the Orthodox Christians here in Alaska, celebrating the nativity of Jesus Christ.
Right, and we were just observing that they're not walking around the Red Square in Moscow starring.
No.
because the tradition is Ukrainian, that that was imported here to Sitka. Are there any other sort of has starring got a special Sitka flavor? We had a story on the news this morning from Dillingham, and Father Nikolai Larson, which is your older brother, right?
Yes, he is.
Father Elia. Is there any special Sitka spin that has evolved over the years that you know, Kathy?
I think everything has to be the same. We all have to have a Larson that's a priest. when I was a child, I was on the receiving end, and I guess up north they call it slaving or slavy. And for in Sitka, for me, it was called waiting for the choir, and we'd wait until maybe 4 or 5 in the morning. We were the last on their trek, and it was a trek. They came down on foot. We lived down where Pyramid Cannery was, and it's called Murray Pacific now. And we would send runners out to see where the choir was. Mm-hmm. It was one of the most exciting nights in the whole year. And to me, well, we just heard Thy Nativity, and that's our Troparion. But to me, it wasn't really Christmas until we could hear Jevidness. And some of our choir members call it Davidness.
Poor David.
And is everybody feeling, is that the song that you all wanted to sing?
No, that is called Glory to God in the Highest.
Okay. We'll do that in just a moment. We're going to do that alive, Carol. I wanted to say, though, that, George, are you feeling kind of well-fed this morning? Is the choir well-treated when it goes starring?
Satiated would be the word. It's quite an experience, and it fills your whole being, I guess, physically and spiritually.
Right.
So it's a good time.
Are there special foods in the Orthodox tradition? Is it figgy pudding, or is it chocolate chip cookies, or...
Well, at Agnes's, it's usually some wonderful chicken dish, At Grace's, it's homemade bread.
At Matska's, it's potato salad.
Oh, yeah.
Potato salad.
That's the first time I've heard you call it other than
good salad.
Salad.
I'm being polite for the white folks.
We mix our languages in the church a lot. Well, we throw all the mix in. As a matter of fact, the song we're going to sing will start out in Slavonic, Church Slavonic, and then we'll sing it in Tlingit, and then in English, and then the new thing that we've added this year in honor of Father Gerasim, who loves Spanish.
Very good. Okay, well, let's hear this, and then I'll ask Father Elia after the song about why the 7th of January.
Okay, great.
Slava Vishnu Bogu ina zemli mir, cielo veset blagovaleni mie, kasa idiki ankavu tlaki kakaye. Flatit quasiti ankeni dies. Glory to God in the highest. Peace on earth.
Just beautiful. All I have are a bowl of chocolate kisses.
Chocolate.
Yes, chocolate.
That's the biggest tradition.
Yeah, chocolate.
And I like the Spanish at the end. It's it seems to me that the Orthodox tradition has always embraced the regional cultural the ethnicities where the church has gone. It's always sort of absorbed those cultures, rather than necessarily imposing a different sort of cultural layer on top. But anyway, that might be a question for another day. Father Elia, why are we 13 days after most of us in Sitka?
Christmas.
Yeah, celebrating Christmas. Why are we doing it again here in Sitka?
The Orthodox Church is, well, it still follows the old calendar, which is the Julian calendar, and there's a 13-day difference there. So yesterday, the 7th of January, was finally the 25th of December for us. And I think this, you know, this is the, I try to give an explanation.
There was a disagreement between popes a long time ago.
No, I don't think it was a disagreement at that time, but it was just a change in time to recalibrate the calendar that we use today. Our calendar that we use today is, I think, you know, there's just a quarter of a day
miscalculation,
where in 4 years we correct that with a leap year.
Okay.
But with the Julian calendar, every 1,000 years, it was like a new day that was going to be added into the Julian calendar. So we follow the we still follow the Julian calendar, for the rest of the world follows the Gregorian calendar.
Right, and I guess at some point you were saying Pope Gregory, in order to avoid having to add a day, decided to move to the new calendar, but by that time the Eastern and Western branches of the church were separated.
Yes.
and the Eastern Church remained on the Julian calendar. And I guess the other thing that's important for people to know is that Christmas is just in the Orthodox tradition, Christmas sort of builds and peaks and then plateaus at Christmas. You're going to be starring last night and starring tonight too.
And the next night, yeah. the way it actually kind of builds in the Orthodox Church is through prayer and fasting, and that lasts from pretty much Thanksgiving on the new calendar to yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and so. Those that can will fast from meat and dairy and eggs and even fish if they're really strict or not from Alaska.
And then the actual holiday itself, or the day is the feast of the Nativity of Christ, yeah. which suggests yeah. to me it's yeah. time to...
It's party time.
The fasting is over. And I guess this year St. Michael's Cathedral is supplementing the tradition of starring by having a party to kind of culminate the feast. Tell us about what's going to happen there.
It was just the nicest and most unexpected thing. The Sitniks, the Russian band here in Sitka, just out of the blue offered to, if the church was going to have a do, that they'd love to play for that.
Mm-hmm.
And a few of us were just so surprised and thought, let's throw a party. Let's make an excuse for them to do that. So
first
we're
annual.
Going to. Yeah, the first, hopefully annual.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, and it sounded like on the news this morning that up in Dillingham, your brother, they have a bonfire or something. I mean, could we conceivably... All right, just an idea. It didn't start here. It started up there in Dillingham.
Maybe next year.
We've got to go out now, Mike. We recorded one other carol from last mm-hmm. night, and this carol has a special significance. The one that we played at the beginning of this interview, and the one that we're going out with yes. now, have a special importance. Father or Mike,
the first one that we played or that you played was Thy Nativity. It's the troparion of the feast. That's it states what the feast is. It tells you what we're celebrating, and it's what you would greet anybody when you go starring at their house. And the second one is always going to be the Kondakion of the feast. It's like a musical sermon. Mm-hmm. It's short, but it's a musical sermon, and it explains some more. But those are always first and second.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And Father Elia was explaining the troparion as sort of the theme song of the festival.
Yes.
So with that, we will go out. We're going to hear the Kondakion.
The Kondakion, yeah. Yes.
All right. Father Elia Larson, St. Michael's Cathedral, thanks very much for coming in this morning. Mike Tackerberry, member of the choir, George Erickson, and Kathy Hope Erickson, it's been a pleasure having you in this morning. Let's make this an annual tradition.
That sounds nice.
Too.
Christ
yeah.
is born.
Glorify him.